He's one of the most exciting prospects we've seen in Australian racing for some time. The Autumn Sun, the stunning winner of yesterday's Group 1 Caulfield Guineas. And Ollie Coolman joins us on Talking Horses this morning to explain the backstory of this magnificent Redoute's Choice colt. How are you, Ollie?
Yeah, good. Happy to talk horses. I've got a horse voice.
I bet you have. Well, you probably didn't have to do too much screaming as he went to the line because he was so far in front, you had it in the bag.
Yeah, I was happy to go early yesterday. We enjoyed the celebrations. We pushed the button about as early as James did.
Yeah. What a horse he is, Ollie.
Yeah, he's a pretty smart horse. And what we're enthused about is the fact that we believe he's doing it relatively early in his maturity. You know, we think he's a bit more furnishing to do yet, and a bit more to come. And one thing about Chris and now with Arrowfield involved, we're happy to give him that chance.
Mm. Take us back to the Inglis Easter Yearling sales when you, under the Hermitage Bloodstock or Thoroughbreds banner, decided to purchase this colt for $700,000. What was it that absolutely attracted you to him?
Oh, well, like every sale, you go and develop a shortlist, and Chris Waller and his team, sales is led by Guy Mulcaster, and he goes and... he obviously looks at everything in an Easter sale because they're all worth looking at. So he identified a number of horses for his stable, for the Chris Waller stable. Our order was for something that went over 2,000 metres and looking for something with a bit of stamina on the page and in his physique. This horse ticked all those boxes and he was pigeonholed for us. Whereas some of the other owners wanted a sort of a more precocious or a sprinter type. That's the way it works out. You know, there's a lot of people that Guy has to keep happy, a lot of people that Chris has to keep happy, and it's sometimes a little bit difficult at the sales. Who gets what? You know, we've got lists going from one side of the table to the other, but Guy, to his credit, and Chris, to his credit, they kept it pretty narrow for us. Our order was pretty specific. It certainly wasn't to win a Golden Rose or a J.G. Atkins or a Caulfield Guineas, but we've been pretty happy to grab them, and it appears that we've got the one on the top.
His performances have been simply outstanding, and arguably he should be unbeaten. He's had 5 wins and a third from now 6 starts, Ollie, with earnings of just over $2.3 million. Who would have thought? He's almost before his time. It's probably scary to think what he's going to be in another year to 2 years' time.
Yeah, it is. It's quite frightening, to be honest. And when you hear what Chris Waller and all the horses that he's had through his hands, what he's got to say about him, it's extremely encouraging. And we don't all need them to be this good, but by gee, when they are, you've got to treat it as something special and be honoured and humbled by the entire experience, really.
He's a cracking type of horse, and his pedigree supports his looks. He's from a famed Aga Khan family. The Autumn Sun is the second foal of the unraced Galileo mare, Asmina, which is a half-sister to Azimore.
Yeah, it's a pretty good page. And, you know, what attracted the studs and particularly John Massar and Arrowfield to the horse to secure him is not just his obvious ability and physique, but his page, his pedigree suggests that he wouldn't have to do too much to impress those in the Northern Hemisphere in order to do a dual hemisphere.
Mm. Okay, so the burning question, will he or won't he? I know it's too early to even probably speculate to any huge extent, potentially take on his stablemate Winx in the Cox Plate. It was much the discussion shortly after he crossed the line in the Guineas yesterday. What are your personal thoughts on that, Ollie?
Well, we've probably discussed it a lot less than anyone. And it certainly wasn't... it was talked about very early in his campaign, very early in the preparation. Chris would like to have him ready in the event that something might have gone wrong through the course of the last few weeks with the great mare. To have a horse like him any other year, you'd probably give it a go. But in all seriousness, Chris is he's a horseman. He loves his animals. He wants them to race for a long time. And I don't believe, personally, that Chris will want to put the pressure on a young, immature horse to run in the Cox Plate against such a hot, hot mare like Winx, or even some of those other horses in the race. I mean, it could burst him. And the attitude of the syndicate now is to nurture him for longevity. And whilst sure there's the lure of going off to stud particularly early, he's ticked the boxes. In our minds, we'd like to do a little bit more yet. And we've probably talked about travelling the horse more than the Cox Plate, to be honest with you.
Mm. So does he go on to the Derby then?
No, he won't go on for this Derby. He'll probably just come home now and get ready for the autumn, and that'll be up to Chris. And then he'll, you know, whilst he's saying it's up to the owners, these owners are going to say, "Well, mate, it's up to you." So at the moment, we're all just passing the buck. We'll look after him. We'll do the right thing by the animal. And I remember, well, I'm part of the we spell Winx at our property at the Hermitage, and I remember the lure Chris had of should he run the Queen Elizabeth after she won the Doncaster, and it would be pretty obvious to everyone on radio and everyone that didn't own the horse and everyone that didn't train the horse to go for the big carrot, and he elected at that stage to look after, and now here she is at this age of life. And not suggesting your son will be racing when he's seven, but you know, if you look after them when they're young, they'll give you plenty more back.
As you would well know, Ollie, having been a trainer and grown up in this sport and lived and breathed it all your life, patience really is a virtue, especially with these top-class horses.
Yeah, it is, and it's a very hard thing to do, especially with prize money the way it is, and what a victory can do in a Group 1 race to the value of the animal, whether it be a colt or a filly, and to eventually become a breeding proposition. You know, but at the end of the day, I think what's been proven by Chris and his team over the last few years is the one thing that's consistent, other than a double-figure Group 1 wins every year, is the fact that those horses just generally keep coming back, and they keep coming back because they're not emptied out when they're young and developing. So that's why we were attracted to the Chris Wallace stable, and that gives us comfort. It's the way we operates, the way we work, and we're enjoying it. You know, we've got a small number of horses, and we know that when they go there, they're going to be looked after, and we'll enjoy those horses for a number of seasons. It's not just going to be a flash in the pan and miss your target as a young horse.
Hmm. Where does this all stack up for you in your life and career, Ollie? Seeing the autumn sun cross the line in the Guineas yesterday, like you did in your colours.
Pretty high, you know. It's the ultimate experience. I've watched Caulfield Guineas and dreamt of leading one back, like we've seen some of those owners in the last few years, and JJ Atkins, and wondering what it'd be like to win that with a colt. Watching the Golden Rose and seeing the joy it brings to, you know. I mean, look at last year, it was Trapeze Artist and Bert Vieira with all his success in business, and then you see what a race does to an individual, and it's not my horse. I just represent the owners, but it's a humbling experience, and to be part of it. Even, you know, I just dreamt of touching these horses years ago. You know, I just dreamt of maybe one day I'll be able to give it a feed at night, you know, and here we are, right in the thick of things, and it's pretty good. But I've been taught well. We've been dealing with some good horses at Chris's over the last few years, and I've seen some owners enjoy some big wins and been part of some big celebrations. So they've taught me well. So I'm conditioned to it. We had dinner last night with some of the with Peter Tighe and some of the other Chris Waller owners, and they've shown me how to celebrate. So that's how we do it. We just enjoy it while it's there, and because realistically thinking it might not be there tomorrow. And so while it's happening in racing, you enjoy it.
Well, I'm pleased for you, Ollie. You absolutely deserve it. And your father and your mum, Anton and Marg, must be very proud as well.
Yeah, they are. To be honest, they're at home. They're looking after the kids. And I haven't really spoken to them because I think they were silenced by it. Normally they'd ring. Normally we'd get text message and this is what I thought, that's what I thought. But I think it just took words out of everyone yesterday. So we'll do a debrief when we get home.
Thanks for joining us on the program this morning, Ollie. I know that it would have been a fierce night of celebrations.
Yeah, no, it was, and hopefully there's many more.
All right, that's Ollie Coolman, who is the managing owner of the stunning Caulfield Guineas winner yesterday, the Autumn Sun. The Cox Plate has all but been ruled out. We'll look forward to seeing him in the autumn.